My name is Stanley Harris, and what I want to do is I want to talk about something that's dear to my heart. I want to talk about something that's definitely motivating and moving. I want to talk about Vivix Credit Solution, located at 7795 West Sahara, suite number 101. I had an experience with Vivix Credit Solution that will live with me for the rest of my life. Why and how come? Because it changed my life. My credit score was that of in the low fours. Now here I am pushing the high sevens. Why? Because Vivix Credit Solution took care of me. They treated me as if though I was family. Do you hear me? For those of you who need credit repair, I mean real credit repair, where you don't have to worry about laying down at night and saying to yourself, I wonder if this company is going to be able to take care of me. Let me put your mind at ease. Matter of fact, let me put your mind at rest, because I didn't think that once I had an opportunity to walk inside this wonderful and amazing establishment, I felt a sense of comfort right then and there. And I know that you will feel the same way. See, I'm looking at you and I'm talking to you as if though you are the one that has actually went off up inside this wonderful establishment and you got the credit repair of your life. And your credit score is now shining. You can go out and do whatever you choose to do. Buy you a house, buy you a car, furniture. In my case, I went out and purchased me another car. When I went to the dealership, do you know how many problems I had? Not one. Why? Because Vivix Credit Solution took care of me. And when the dealership saw my credit score, there was no questions asked. Have you ever went inside a car dealership and your paperwork was processed and you was out of the dealership less than half an hour to 45 minutes? That was me. And I can't begin to tell you how excited and how elevated I am in my heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Mr. Brown is one of the most phenomenal, most articulate, most charismatic, distinguished gentleman that I've met with his staff. They all are amazing. There is nothing that I can say that can elevate them higher than what they are, but to say, I thank Vivix Credit Solution for taking my case and changing my life, looking me in my eyes and telling me, we can assist you. Because I've heard that so many times and was sorely disappointed. But in this case, not only am I satisfied, I'm elevated beyond the peak of the highest mountain. Why do I speak so highly of Vivix Credit Solution? Because if it wasn't for that company, I wouldn't be driving a 2019 fresh off the dealership lot. That's why I speak in the manner that I speak of Vivix Credit Solution. Why do I keep repeating the name? Because I want it to sink in your mind, your heart, your brain, and your soul. That's where you need to go. Oh, let me reiterate. 7795 West Sahara, suite number 101. If you pass this place up because you decided to go somewhere else and you are disappointed, you can't say that you didn't hear it here first. You said that you wanted the best. I am considering Vivix Credit Solution the absolute best. When you go there, you won't think about going nowhere else. And I say that with the greatest of honesty, sincerity, and loyalty. You owe it to yourself. Are you seeking that change in your credit score? Are you seeking that repair that you've been drastically seeking for quite some time, but haven't yet got it? Well, this is where you get it. 7795 West Sahara Avenue, suite number 101. Stop procrastinating. You owe it to yourself. Don't second guess what you just heard. It's real. I feel so phenomenal about it. I want to share it with the world, especially the whole city of Las Vegas and the surrounding states. That's just how good this company is. God bless you all. Take care. Make the right decision about your credit life. Change your existence through your credit. God bless. What an awesome, phenomenal, and amazing day. Yes, this is Stanley Harris. Let me tell you, today is Sunday. One of the most amazing, awesome, and incredible days. Why did I say that? Because this is a day that wasn't promised to many, but yet God saw fit to breathe breath in my nostrils and allow me to be a moving, acting, willing vessel. Today's title is, I want to talk about, be careful how you go up the ladder and who you pass going up the ladder, because the same people that you pass going up the ladder may be that same person that you pass on the way back down. And as you're going down, they're going up. You know, I see all weekend, you know, my brother came into town and we've been spending some quality time together. And I've just noticed how people in general treat each other. Those that feel as if though, I'm going to just use names. Mary is high on the hog. She worked hard. She began to be employed in a phenomenal firm. She's great at her position. And the person that she grew up with, she looked down on her to the point to where she told her, you know what? You're no longer on my level. So I can't hang out with you anymore. Now, fast forward. That same person that told the person that I could no longer hang out with you, she fell from her elevated level. And the person that she looked down on, that she grew up with, she began to rise up the ladder. And the person that was already at the top, that was descending the ladder, she began to look at the person she looked down on and felt embarrassed, felt ashamed. She was very apologetic. And guess what? The person that she looked down upon said, it's okay. I understand. Intelligence isn't what it is. Intelligence is what it does. You're only dealing with little intelligence that you had at the time. That's why you look down on me. But now here I am going up the ladder. But you know what? I still respect you. There's nothing much I can do for you, but I still respect you. So I'm saying all that to say this to each and every one of you that have excelled to the point to where you feel as if though your reach is untouchable. Again, let me reiterate, be very careful how you go up the ladder, because the same people that you pass going up the ladder may be those same people that you look at in the face while you coming back down the ladder, they rising up because you left them. But you understand, the thing of it is, see, it's not how you talk to a person, it's how you treat that person that determines whether or not you can go back to that person if you ever fall from where you are. Look at some of the rappers. Look at some of the movie stars. Look at some of the professional ball players. A lot of them have failed from their elevated status. Now some of them are even on welfare. Working in Walmart. I saw a gentleman that was in the NFL for 19 years here in Las Vegas working at 7-Eleven. Look, not so good, because he felt as if though he was better than some other people. And how do I know this? Because people talk. People share stories. Although you can't believe everything that people say that come out of their mouth, but some things, it's like, wow, it leave you in the quandary to ponder with your thought process. I wonder. Well, see, I'm one of those individuals. I don't wonder. I don't judge. I just listen. And if it makes sense, okay, great. But if it don't make sense, okay, great. Let's keep it pushing. Because the thing of it is we have to continue to keep growing mentally. We are suffering. We drive nice cars. We make good money. We live in nice homes. But we are struggling. We are struggling with our own purpose. And our purpose is identity. Do we even know who we are? Or are we trying to impress the Johns that live across the street and we have forgotten about who we really are? So I ask you again, are you being careful how you going up the ladder? Because your descending from the top of your elevated mountaintop could be one of two things, damaging or continued elevation. Be mindful of who it is that you feel that you belittle, because that person that you belittle may be that same individual you have to go to when you start descending the ladder and they that you left start passing you up. It's always a good idea to treat people with the utmost decency and respect, even if they don't deserve it. Still treat them with the utmost respect, because you never know whom it is that you're going to need or why you would be put in a position to need them. Treat everybody with the utmost of respect, whether you hang out with them or not. Doesn't matter. What matters is the decency, the level of decency that's inside you. You can have all the degrees in the world and still amount to nothing. You just have a lot of degrees, but your intellect of people sucks. So in a small sense, you aren't so important, though you feel you are to yourself, but everybody else look down on you. Change how you going up the ladder. And watch how people gravitate to you. God bless you. Take care of yourself. Stay elevated in your spirits and never allow the indecency of another to dictate your mood swings in any way. God's blessings upon you always. What an awesome, phenomenal, and amazing day. Yes, this is Stanley Harris. I'm going to tell you, today is Sunday. One of the most amazing, awesome, and incredible days. Why did I say that? Because this is a day that wasn't promised to many, but yet God saw fit to breathe breath in my nostrils and allow me to be a moving, acting, willing vessel. Today's titles, I want to talk about be careful how you go up the ladder and who you pass going up the ladder, because the same people that you pass going up the ladder may be that same person that you pass on the way back down. And as you're going down, they're going up. You know, I see all weekend, you know, my brother came into town and we've been spending some quality time together. And I've just noticed how people in general treat each other. Those that feel as if though, I'm going to just use names. Mary is high on the hog. She worked hard. She began to be employed at a phenomenal firm. She's great at her position. And the person that she grew up with, she looked down on her to the point to where she told her, you know what? You're no longer on my level. So I can't hang out with you anymore. Now, fast forward. That same person that told the person that I could no longer hang out with you, she fell from her elevated level. And the person that she looked down on, that she grew up with, she began to rise up the ladder. And the person that was already at the top, that was descending the ladder, she began to look at the person she looked down on and felt embarrassed, felt ashamed. She was very apologetic. And guess what? The person that she looked down upon said, "It's okay, I understand. Intelligence isn't what it is. Intelligence is what it does. You're only dealing with little intelligence that you had at the time. That's why you look down on me. But now here I am going up the ladder. But you know what? I still respect you. There's nothing much I can do for you, but I still respect you." So I'm saying all that to say this to each and every one of you that have excelled to the point to where you feel as if though your reach is untouchable. Again, let me reiterate. Be very careful how you go up the ladder, because the same people that you pass going up the ladder may be those same people that you look at in the face while you coming back down the ladder. They rising up because you left them. But you understand, the thing of it is, see, it's not how you talk to a person, it's how you treat that person that determines whether or not you can go back to that person if you ever fall from where you are. Look at some of the rappers. Look at some of the movie stars. Look at some of the professional ball players. A lot of them have failed from their elevated status. Now some of them are even on welfare, working at Walmart. I saw a gentleman that was in the NFL for 19 years here in Las Vegas working at 7-Eleven. Look, not so good, because he felt as if though he was better than some other people. And how do I know this? Because people talk. People share stories. Although you can't believe everything that people say that come out of their mouth, but some things, it's like, wow, they leave you in the quandary to ponder with your thought process. I wonder. Well, see, I'm one of those individuals. I don't wonder. I don't judge. I just listen. And if it makes sense, okay, great. But if it don't make sense, okay, great. Let's keep it pushing. Because the thing of it is we have to continue to keep growing mentally. We are suffering. We drive nice cars. We make good money. We live in nice homes. But we are struggling. We are struggling with our own purpose. And our purpose is identity. Do we even know who we are? Or are we trying to impress the Johns that live across the street? And we have forgotten about who we really are. So I ask you again, are you being careful how you going up the ladder? Because you're descending from the top of your elevated mountaintop could be one of two things: damaging or continued elevation. Be mindful of who it is that you feel that you belittle, because that person that you belittle may be that same individual you have to go to when you start descending the ladder and they that you left start passing you up. It's always a good idea to treat people with the utmost decency and respect. Even if they don't deserve it, still treat them with the utmost respect, because you never know whom it is that you're going to need or why you would be put in a position to need them. Treat everybody with the utmost of respect, whether you hang out with them or not. Doesn't matter. What matters is the decency, the level of decency that's inside you. You can have all the degrees in the world and still amount to nothing. You just have a lot of degrees, but your intellect of people sucks. So in a small sense, you aren't so important, though you feel you are to yourself, but everybody else look down on you. Change how you going up the ladder and watch how people gravitate to you. God bless you. Take care of yourself. Stay elevated in your spirits and never allow the indecency of another to dictate your mood swings in any way. God's blessings upon you always. Well, hello today. How's everything going on such a powerful, awesome, and amazing day? This is Stanley Harris, and I am so happy to have this opportunity to speak with you. I want to share some great things with you that's deep embedded into my heart. I want to ask you a question, and today's title is what make you think that you are better than me? And the reason that I ask this question is because all weekend I was hanging out on Fremont with my brother who's in town. You know, we are celebrating his magnificence. Anyway, I ran into some people that was having a conversation amongst themselves, and one of the young ladies told a young man, "I'm better than you. I drive a better car than you. I make more money than you. My house is bigger than yours." And that thing didn't sit well with me. I didn't interject because the conversation wasn't directed towards me. However, I felt it was because I am so sick and tired of people assuming that they're anything less than what they say they are. Why would a person say, "I'm better than you"? Why would a person say, "I can do things a whole lot better than you"? If that be the case, then great. But why are we a type of people that can't say, "Well, you know what? Let me show you why I'm as great as I am and why I say I'm great as I am"? Because there's nothing wrong with tooting your own horn. But there is something wrong with putting somebody down just because you feel as if though you're more superior than they are. Oh, did I say because you have better material possessions than they have? Does that make you better than anybody because you have a better car, you have a better banking account, you have a better job, you have a better house, your friends, your circle of friends are better? Then if that be the case, then let me be the first to say that is incognitant thinking. You're thoughtless and inconsiderate, not only of people that you're around or associated with, but you are thoughtless and inconsiderate of yourself. Because you assume that you all that and you're lacking. I love talking to people like that because I like to hear what they have to say, and then I like to break what they're saying down. You don't have to be the most intelligent wheel in the auditorium to have sense about what it is that you have to say. Because a lot of people assume that they are great when in essence they're not. They're great at their job or the things that they do. You could be the greatest strip dancer. You could be the greatest singer. You could be the greatest ball player. But that's all that you possess. The greatness of what it is that you do. Because are you sharing it with anybody? Or are you hoarding all of what you have because you don't know how to extend the greatness that's been given unto you? See, I'm going to tell you something. I'm speaking this way because I am at that juncture in my life to where people are a mystery. And I am not sick and tired of their actions. It just saddens me that a person is dealing with what little intelligence he or she possesses. You can be the smartest book person in the world. You can have the most amazing deliverance of all time and still not have common sense of life or decency of people or have a concern or care about people. Do you care about people? Or is it that you only care about yourself and you pretentiously make people feel as if though you care for them? That's sad in itself. We as a people, we are all suffering. We are all falling by the wayside, whether we know it or not. Here today, gone today. So are you living life to the abundance of fulfillment that you can right here and right now? Or are you that type of person that's procrastinating and say, "Well, I get it better," or "I get it tomorrow," or "I get it the next day"? You're living fast forward, and realistically, you living past what the Bible says. The Bible says, have no thought of tomorrow, but rejoice and appreciate today, because today is the only day that you have. Now, I ask you again, are you better than me? Are you better than your sister, your brother, your neighbors, your acquaintances, your friends? Only you can answer that. Do you feel as if though you can help somebody enrich their life by making themselves better, by seeing the world in a beautiful way, not procrastinating, not stepping on people to please you, but the person that you feel as if though that's your equal, you help him. And then after you help him, you help her. And then after you help him and her, sit down and speak with them and say, okay, you know what? Now that we are like-minded people, let's fulfill this joy that we say we have in our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits. And let's enrich the lives and the hearts and the minds of others. Because if we don't, I'm telling you, we're headed for destruction. One person can't change the world. It takes a group of persons to implement positive, productive change. What makes you feel as if though you're worthy of what it is that you possess? Worldly possessions pass away. They're nice while you have them, though, aren't they? But when they're gone, they're gone. So which is better? Which is more important? Having a solid, awesome, and amazing acquaintance, or the possessions that will soon pass away? Driving a brand new car, you can get into an accident within a minute, a second. It's gone. But that true friend will forever be there. True friend. Let's understand that. I'm not talking about pretentious friends or acquaintances or associates. I'm talking about someone that's real. Somebody that's rooted in the understanding of loyalty. Because we don't all possess that loyalty. God bless you. Take care of yourself. Listen, may the rest of your day be just as phenomenal and amazing as you are. And don't allow the stupidity of another to deviate you from your true chosen objectives. God bless you. Take care. Well, hello today. How's everything going on such a powerful, awesome, and amazing day? This is Stanley Harris, and I am so happy to have this opportunity to speak with you. I want to share some great things with you that's deep embedded into my heart. I want to ask you a question, and today's title is what make you think that you are better than me? And the reason that I asked this question is because all weekend I was hanging out on Fremont with my brother who's in town. You know, we are celebrating his magnificence. Anyway, I ran into some people that was having a conversation amongst themselves, and one of the young ladies told a young man, I'm better than you. I drive a better car than you. I make more money than you. My house is bigger than yours. And that thing didn't sit well with me. I didn't interject because the conversation wasn't directed towards me. However, I felt it was because I am so sick and tired of people assuming that they're anything less than what they say they are. Why would a person say, I'm better than you? Why would a person say, I can do things a whole lot better than you? If that be the case, then great. But why are we a type of people that can't say, well, you know what? Let me show you why I'm as great as I am and why I say I'm great as I am. Because there's nothing wrong with tooting your own horn. But there is something wrong with putting somebody down just because you feel as if though you're more superior than they are. Oh, did I say because you have better material possessions than they have? Does that make you better than anybody because you have a better car? You have a better banking account? You have a better job? You have a better house. Your friends, your circle of friends are better. Then if that be the case, then let me be the first to say that is incognitant thinking. You're thoughtless and inconsiderate, not only of people that you're around or associated with, but you are thoughtless and inconsiderate of yourself because you assume that you all that and you're lacking. I love talking to people like that because I like to hear what they have to say and then I like to break what they're saying down. You don't have to be the most intelligent wheel in the auditorium to have sense about what it is that you have to say. Because a lot of people assume that they are great when in essence they're not. They're great at their job or the things that they do. You could be the greatest strip dancer. You could be the greatest singer. You could be the greatest ball player. But that's all that you possess. The greatness of what it is that you do, because are you sharing it with anybody? Or are you hoarding all of what you have because you don't know how to extend the greatness that's been given unto you? See, I'm going to tell you something. I'm speaking this way because I am at that juncture in my life to where people are a mystery. And I am not sick and tired of their actions. It just saddens me that a person is dealing with what little intelligence he or she possesses. You can be the smartest book person in the world. You can have the most amazing deliverance of all time and still not have common sense of life or decency of people or have a concern or care about people. Do you care about people? Or is it that you only care about yourself and you pretentiously make people feel as if though you care for them? That's sad in itself. We as a people, we are all suffering. We are all falling by the wayside, whether we know it or not. Here today, gone today. So are you living life to the abundance of fulfillment that you can right here and right now? Or are you that type of person that's procrastinating and say, well, I get it better, or I get it tomorrow, or I get it the next day? You're living fast forward, and realistically, you living past what the Bible says. The Bible says, have no thought of tomorrow, but rejoice and appreciate today, because today is the only day that you have. Now, I ask you again, are you better than me? Are you better than your sister, your brother, your neighbors, your acquaintances, your friends? Only you can answer that. Do you feel as if though you can help somebody enrich their life by making themselves better, by seeing the world in a beautiful way, not procrastinating, not stepping on people to please you, but the person that you feel as if though that's your equal, you help him. And then after you help him, you help her. And then after you help him and her, sit down and speak with them and say, okay, you know what? Now that we are like-minded people, let's fulfill this joy that we say we have in our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits, and let's enrich the lives and the hearts and the minds of others. Because if we don't, I'm telling you, we're headed for destruction. One person can't change the world. It takes a group of persons to implement positive, productive change. What makes you feel as if though you're worthy of what it is that you possess? Worldly possessions pass away. They're nice while you have them, though, aren't they? But when they're gone, they're gone. So which is better? Which is more important? Having a solid, awesome, and amazing acquaintance, or the possessions that will soon pass away? Driving a brand new car. You can get into an accident within a minute, a second. It's gone. But that true friend will forever be there. True friend. Let's understand that. I'm not talking about pretentious friends or acquaintances or associates. I'm talking about someone that's real. Somebody that's rooted in the understanding of loyalty. Because we don't all possess that loyalty. God bless you. Take care of yourself. Listen, may the rest of your day be just as phenomenal and amazing as you are. And don't allow the stupidity of another to deviate you from your true chosen objectives. God bless you. Take care. Well, hello today. How's everything going on such a powerful, awesome, and amazing day? This is Stanley Harris, and I am so happy to have this opportunity to speak with you. I want to share some great things with you that's deep embedded into my heart. I want to ask you a question, and today's title is what make you think that you are better than me? And the reason that I ask this question is because all weekend I was hanging out on Fremont with my brother who's in town. You know, we are celebrating his magnificence. Anyway, I ran into some people that was having a conversation amongst themselves, and one of the young ladies told a young man, "I'm better than you. I drive a better car than you. I make more money than you. My house is bigger than yours." And that thing didn't sit well with me. I didn't interject because the conversation wasn't directed towards me. However, I felt it was because I am so sick and tired of people assuming that they're anything less than what they say they are. Why would a person say, "I'm better than you"? Why would a person say, "I can do things a whole lot better than you"? If that be the case, then great. But why are we a type of people that can't say, "Well, you know what? Let me show you why I'm as great as I am and why I say I'm great as I am"? Because there's nothing wrong with tooting your own horn. But there is something wrong with putting somebody down just because you feel as if though you're more superior than they are. Oh, did I say because you have better material possessions than they have? Does that make you better than anybody because you have a better car, you have a better banking account, you have a better job, you have a better house, your friends, your circle of friends are better? Then if that be the case, then let me be the first to say that is incognitant thinking. You're thoughtless and inconsiderate, not only of people that you are around or associated with, but you are thoughtless and inconsiderate of yourself. Because you assume that you all that and you're lacking. I love talking to people like that because I like to hear what they have to say, and then I like to break what they're saying down. You don't have to be the most intelligent wheel in the auditorium to have sense about what it is that you have to say. Because a lot of people assume that they are great when in essence they're not. They're great at their job or the things that they do. You could be the greatest strip dancer. You could be the greatest singer. You could be the greatest ball player. But that's all that you possess. The greatness of what it is that you do, because are you sharing it with anybody? Or are you hoarding all of what you have because you don't know how to extend the greatness that's been given unto you? See, I'm going to tell you something. I'm speaking this way because I am at that juncture in my life to where people are a mystery. And I am not sick and tired of their actions. It just saddens me that a person is dealing with what little intelligence he or she possesses. You can be the smartest book person in the world. You can have the most amazing deliverance of all time and still not have common sense of life or decency of people or have a concern or care about people. Do you care about people, or is it that you only care about yourself and you pretentiously make people feel as if though you care for them. That's sad in itself. We as a people, we are all suffering. We are all falling by the wayside, whether we know it or not. Here today, gone today. So are you living life to the abundance of fulfillment that you can right here and right now? Or are you that type of person that's procrastinating and say, well, I get it better, or I get it tomorrow, or I get it the next day? You're living fast forward, and realistically, you living past what the Bible says. The Bible says, have no thought of tomorrow, but rejoice and appreciate today, because today is the only day that you have. Now, I ask you again, are you better than me? Are you better than your sister, your brother, your neighbors, your acquaintances, your friends? Only you can answer that. Do you feel as if though you can help somebody enrich their life by making themselves better, by seeing the world in a beautiful way, not procrastinating, not stepping on people to please you, but the person that you feel as if though that's your equal, you help him. And then after you help him, you help her. And then after you help him and her, sit down and speak with them and say, okay, you know what? Now that we are like-minded people, let's fulfill this joy that we say we have in our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits, and let's enrich the lives and the hearts and the minds of others. Because if we don't, I'm telling you, we're headed for destruction. One person can't change the world. It takes a group of persons to implement positive, productive change. What makes you feel as if though you're worthy of what it is that you possess? Worldly possessions pass away. They're nice while you have them, though, aren't they? But when they're gone, they're gone. So which is better? Which is more important? Having a solid, awesome, and amazing acquaintance, or the possessions that will soon pass away? Driving a brand new car, you can get into an accident within a minute, a second. It's gone. But that true friend will forever be there. True friend, let's understand that. I'm not talking about pretentious friends or acquaintances or associates. I'm talking about someone that's real. Somebody that's rooted in the understanding of loyalty. Because we don't all possess that loyalty. God bless you. Take care of yourself. Listen, may the rest of your day be just as phenomenal and amazing as you are. And don't allow the stupidity of another to deviate you from your true chosen objectives. God bless you. Take care.